Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Ah, congratulations to our latest winner, DJ. DJ wins the Jalen Petrie signed football, and my man DJ said he went to school with him. So we got a Stafford High School graduate.
There you
right
go.
Here. Said he went to school with him, so that's our latest winner. We do have one more, the big one. You got a chance to win a signed, and that's a game size NFL helmet, not a little one. A signed helmet from Christian Harris. We got people right here signing up right now. You know she can get in trouble. She's got a backwards hat on. She ain't playing no games out here. She looks like she has some fun. She need to go ahead and get her some of that Sagamore whiskey and have a good time tonight.
She's going to have a lot of fun when we kick off in them Royals' ass tonight, Ron.
I mean, that could happen.
Be some happy fans, man. You ought to stick around here, man. You ought to stick around here till about, I don't know, about 10:30, 11, see all these happy fans come in here.
By the way, again, coming up 5 o'clock hour, our final prize, we're hooking somebody up with an autographed Christian Harris helmet. Go ahead. If you're on the way, if you're driving in the 5 o'clock hour, you got to get here and sign your name and put it in the raffle. You got to be here to get it. Go over there and have yourself a good time. Get you some taste of that Sagamore whiskey. It is delightful. I've had a couple of great drinks today. By the way, met some Kansas City fans in here as well. Nobody said to me, said, "Oh, you're the show." I said, it's Ron.
See,
yeah,
man,
I'm
telling y'all, man. I'm telling you, man. He wants to bring that name back, man. There ain't no doubt about it.
Old listeners from up north, enrolled in here. Good for them. No, man, it's a good time. It's a good time to be had out here as we're enjoying ourselves, and we'll get you ready here. If you're going to the game. There you go. If you're going to the game, come hang out. Come hang out with. Go if you're going to the game. You can come hang out and enjoy yourself. Yeah, we're on there.
But, you're good, man.
He's from Tampa, folks. No, man, we're having a good time out here. You're going to the game. Come stop by. Got some drinks, some good food, good times, and you're walking distance away from the stadium. It'll be a good time. Real quick, the lineup is out. And Altuve is leading off at second base. They're going to keep Alvarez in the two spot. When you hit three home runs the day before, hell, why not change it?
Might not want to change that.
Why not move it? Bregman is in the three spot. And then Diaz is back in the lineup tonight as he is catching Gamble, as I said, he's moved up, and he's in left field, moved up to the five spot, Clint. He has been swinging the bat really, really well, hitting over 400 since he has been here with the Astros. He's batting fifth with Pena behind him. Singleton is in at first base. And then the newest member of the Houston Astros, Jason Hayward. Jason Hayward is in, and he is playing in right field. He is going to get his first start tonight in his first game with the Astros. And I don't know if I've seen this since the first game of the season, but Jake Meyers is batting ninth in center field tonight. So that is the lineup tonight for your Houston Astros.
Well, look, we've talked about this. I mean, give Joe a spot of hell, but I got to give him credit, man. I mean, when in that lower half of the lineup, if you're swinging it well, he'll move you up to the top, and if you're not swinging it well, he'll damn sure bump you down to that 8 or 9 hole. And so that's why you find Jake Meyers in the 9 hole, and you find Gamble in the 5 hole. So I don't like him messing with the top 3 or 4 hitters, depending on who's healthy and who's not. But I'm all about juggling that bottom half, man. So I'm here for it, man. And look, when you look at the Hayward in right field, Gamble slides over to left field so that Yordan could DH. The Hayward, I guess experiment that we're going to watch. I'm here for it. I'm interested. It's easy to lean into the 63 ball games this year with the Dodgers that just wasn't ideal. It was a rough stretch of 63 games. But you look back to last year, he had a really good year. If he can put that kind of production together, he can help this Astros team.
The thing that I do at least like about Hayward in this position, Clint, is I do think it is a difficult thing to come in and know you're not going to get everyday at bats and still be able to maintain some sort of rhythm. And he's at least somebody that has a history. He's been in this league. He's 35 years old. He's been in this league for a long time. He's been a platoon player, platoon outfielder at times. So he knows what it's like. He's used to, all right, I'm not going to play every day. I'm not going to do this. So I do like that they've got veteran guys, because some of these young guys, I don't think it's helpful. The guy we'll talk about here in a little bit, I don't think it's been helpful. But somebody who has been used to and had some success platooning. When he played with the Dodgers and the Cubs, he wasn't there.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
If your day sounds like,
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Every day, every time, right? He had to platoon with other guys, so I do like that part of it with Jason Hayward. By the way, Jason Hayward is here because Chaz McCormick got sent down. And Chaz McCormick got sent down after he hit that big home run. Listen, September call-ups are coming up, so he may be able to come back up with that crew in September. We'll see what happens there. You think there's any way that Chaz is on any of the playoff rosters?
No.
You think he better not be. You know, yeah. You think that we've seen the last of Chaz in meaningful baseball
this year? Absolutely. Absolutely. You've got guys, whether we're talking about hell Gamble or I mean any of these guys that are young or new to the Astros that are getting significantly better at bats and are so much more convincing than what Chaz McCormick has brought to the table all year long. And it doesn't matter why. At the end of the day, we're talking about a year's worth of a sample size here, damn near, and it's just not been good to the point where clearly he's in his head, and that's just a gamble that I don't think that this Astros team should take in terms of bringing him back up. I mean, at this point in time, when you look at playoff time, Joe Espada's got to figure out what he's going to do in center field. Joe Espada's got to figure out what he's going to do from a DH perspective with Caratini, how to get that bat in the lineup along with Diaz and Alvarez. He's got to figure out what he's going to do in left field when Alvarez is DH, and he's got to figure out what he's going to do with two of the six starters right now that are absolutely dealing right now. So there's some big-time decisions that have to be made. Chaz McCormick being back on this baseball team come playoff time, I just don't see how that works itself into the fold, Ron.
Yeah, I don't either. Even though he has a history and he has had moments of showing up in the postseason, it would have to be a good level of injuries in there, because right now, if Hayward produces, you got to go with Wright Hayward if he produces it anyway. Cabbage, maybe Chaz over Cabbage because of the experience. But Ben Gamble right now, it's hard to sense that Chaz will get to that space. He's just, even withstanding what he did yesterday in his one at bat, he's just in a place where it feels like Jake from the last couple of years when Jake hasn't really been active and he hasn't been on playoff rosters all the time. So I'm with you. I'd be surprised if he made his way on any of the playoff rosters if the Astros get there. So I do think they've got other spots because they've got multiple guys that can play infield, outfield for them as well. So damn, Chaz. Pour one out for you, old Chaz. At least, hey, he went out in a bang.
Ooh. Boy, he went out with a bang.
In a bang, with a bang. He went out. I want to see him in that lineup. What if he go down? He gonna start stroking it in Sugarland, just like other guy who just got sent down.
Yeah.
He started. Pedro Leon start swinging the bat well as soon as he went down. Chaz will get down there and start swinging the bat well. That is though, if he starts swinging the bat really well, it gets hot down there. I wonder if they would do so. So I think his best chance is September call-ups. He comes up and he takes the month of September and gets hot up here and has some moments.
I wouldn't be opposed to him taking the bat out of the hands of a couple of these rookies, these young guys that have just, they've been up and they've done okay and they've looked promising. I wouldn't mind them saying the experience and what we've seen from Chaz. If he does start swinging it better down there, there's at least you can stand by. If Chaz starts swinging it better in Sugar Land, you can at least stand behind and say, okay, his timing's back, his confidence is back. He's done it at the pro level before. Let's get him back up here and see if he can do it in a pinch hit situation. But in no way, shape, or form does this guy factor into who you play on a nightly basis if Alvarez is going to DH or what you do in center field if indeed Jake Myers is not the direction you want to go for the entire playoffs. Chaz just doesn't factor into that. A pinch hitter maybe off the bench at some point down the stretch, maybe. But those types of conversations, big picture conversations we're talking about with getting significant playing time, I don't know how you even with a straight face factor Chaz into that.
Yeah, he feels like he's in that Jake category from the last couple of years. So that is the latest there. Damn, pour one out wherever you are for Chaz, man. Hopefully he does well in Sugar Land and get himself ready for next year. Because, as we know, with Jake Myers, hell, you could be a starter next year. Even though you're not on the roster, you could be a starter next year, even if you struggle the year before. So hopefully Chaz does. All right, there's been new evidence. There has been new evidence for Texans fans. I had the Texans at 10 wins. Clint had them at 9 wins. You had them at whatever wins you had. Now that you've seen all the evidence leading into the season, has that changed? Has that win total changed? We'll discuss that coming up next.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.